Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I bring you greetings this morning in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Savior of our soul. Let's lift up our voice to heaven this morning, this Friday, the 30th day of July 2021, as we give God thanks. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful for bringing us to this time and this day of this month of July. To you be all the glory and all the praise. Thank you for your grace and goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you because you have been with us all through, and we bless your holy name. Again this morning, we celebrate you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this closing moment of Operation Biomis and the midst of the year revival season. Thank you because at the end, it shall speak. It will speak for us again today. In this closing moment, Lord, we receive grace to just do what we must do, because even now, you will do what you have declared. We bless you, Lord. Holy Spirit, teach us the word of the God, Father, again this morning, and open us up to greater insight. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I welcome you, and I bless God for this opportunity to see this beautiful day, Friday, the 30th day of July, 2021. It's a beautiful morning, cool morning. The grace of God will see us through today gallantly. Each of us will return with our testimonies that's open for all to see. In Jesus' name, amen. We're looking again at our topic for the week. At the end, it shall speak. At the end, it shall speak. At the end, your testimonies will certify that you are following a true and faithful God. At the end, it shall speak. We're told in Ezekiel chapter 37, from verse 1 to 14, how from the valley of dry bones arose a mighty army. It was dry, it was helpless, hopeless, there was nothing around in it. But at the end, it spoke. At the end is what brings about the justification of what God has said. If we will just believe to the end, then we'll begin to see the faithfulness of God. At the end, it shall speak. Now, the story is this. When Ezekiel got to that valley of dry bones, everything was dry. He never saw it. He never knew what was it. But to his own dismay, he couldn't believe that those dry bones can turn to an army. As God liveth, he spoke as he was commanded, and bones came to the bones, flesh to the flesh. And the Bible says there was so mighty army, and when the wind of the Lord came in the person of the Holy Ghost, they became a living being. Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare today, no matter what it is across our harvest field, every dry destiny, every battered business and career, every shattered family, let this be the end of their restoration. Let restoration come speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. Because at the end, it shall speak and it shall not lie. It will speak and the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Let the Spirit of God, the breath of the Almighty, blow into those families, blow into those lives, blow into those businesses and career, blow into those homes, and let their testimony be delivered. At the end, it shall speak. It must speak because the word of God will not fall to the ground. God cannot lie. At the end, dry bones shall rise again. At the end, grace shall be given. At the end, they will smile again. At the end, testimonies will come. This is the very end. Our desires, according to the will of God, shall come to pass, and all eyes shall see it, because at the end, it shall speak. In the name of Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, I encourage you, no matter what God has said to you and I this period, he shall speak. This is the moment for you to speak. So stick put. Stick to it, because he shall speak, it will not lie. Also note, from Joshua chapter 6, verse 12 to verse 20, how the walls of Jericho fell down flat only at the end. Only at the end. This heavy war that from Bible history we're told it can carry six chariots round, and they were to enter into Jericho, but the soldiers said no, the wall was a barrier and the military force was also a barrier. Men with guns, bows and arrows were standing on the walls looking for how to hack them down, and God gave them instruction, just sing round this wall every day once, and on the seventh day sing round seven times. And as they sang round the whole, walk round, and at the sound of the trumpet, they all shouted. The Bible says, so the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpets. And it came to pass that when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Hallelujah. Every barrier before your face will go down for you. The glory of the Lord will be seen upon your life. The Bible says, so the people went up into the city. From this day, you are going up, no more going down. Going up, every man straight before him, and they took the city. You are taking what has been denied you. You are taking your inheritance. God is delivering to you your desires. You are going up. And the Bible says the priest blew the trumpet. And what the trumpet we are blowing right now? The word of the Lord. What does it say? Go forth. Minister to souls. Win them and bring them to church next tomorrow, which is Sunday. And see what God will do. This coming Sunday, the first day of July 2021, is our covenant day of all-round rest. Bring them in. Anyone buffeted and battered, anyone in the dilemma, not knowing what to do, not knowing his right or his left, not knowing the right thing to take, and he has taken many steps before and they all ended in disgrace and reproaches and shame and regrets. Today, we are saying, go concern yourself with the assignment of the master. Win souls to the Lord. Bring them to this Lord. Compare them to church on Sunday and see what God will do. At the end, he shall speak. Sunday is our payday. You shall be paid, and your payment shall be the testimony that God will give to you. No money can buy testimony. No, it is what God does. And I'm telling you today, as the Lord God of heaven liveth, at the end he shall speak. No matter the barrier that is before you, like the wall of Jericho was before the children of Israel, the God that you serve is able to bring them down. Please know this. I saw this morning and it took me. The Bible, the writing says, if you run alone, it is called a race, R-A-C-E. But when God runs with you, it is called grace. Hallelujah. So the grace of God as we go with him on this assignment will give us victory. The grace of God is coming your way. As we go with God, grace will be made available abundantly. And so every barrier before you will fall down flat and you go inside. But please know this. Don't allow anxiety. Let go of anxiety of all kinds. But engage the forces of prayer, supplication with thanksgiving. And more importantly, in your prayers, let your faith work for you. Let your faith work. Martha told Jesus, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But I know that even now, whatever you ask, even now, that's where faith comes in. Hebrews 11, 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is now. She said, even now. So let go of anxiety and let faith prevail. Let faith prevail. As you pray, let faith prevail. In supplications, let faith prevail. In thanksgiving, let faith prevail. Because that's how God's purpose shall be accomplished. Let faith prevail. Let faith prevail. Be careful for nothing, the Bible tells us. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. So even now, God will answer us and will give us the victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Please note, we must uphold our confidence in God to the end to see prophecies fulfilled. Uphold your confidence. God cannot fail. Don't cast away your confidence. Don't let it go. Don't let situations, circumstances, or whatever you are seeing make you go weary in your heart. No. Faith will prevail. Hold fast to your confidence because that's the conqueror's backbone. Confidence makes you a conqueror any day. Hebrews 10:35-36, the Bible says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. You hear that? Your confidence will always reward you greatly. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Patience is part of what we inherit as we walk with God. Be patient. And patience is just you trusting God, even in silent moments, where things seem not to be working the way you want. Silent moments. Heaven seems to be silent. Things seem not to be working. You seem to be alone. Be patient. Your heart is trusting God. That he cannot leave you that like this. Be patient. You are minister to many. Maybe 30, 40, 50. And not even maybe no one has come. Maybe only two or four has come to church. Be patient. Trust in God that they must come. How do you do that? Pray them to come. Call them on phone. Send text messages. Compel them to come. Even suggest to bring them in. Transport them. And you will see what God will do. Be patient as you trust God to do the best. Be patient. Cast not away your confidence, my brothers and sisters. Because you want to see prophecies fulfilled, our confidence is going to be in place. And I assure you that this God of all grace give us blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. As we wrap up this privilege, Operation By All Means, please note that by all means, God will settle your testimony in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Please don't forget, be part of the morning raid every morning, 8 to 9 a.m. and evening raid, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. here with us. And I tell you, tomorrow, Saturday, the 31st day of July, is a great day. We are all coming out. En masse is the last day. Coming out en masse for outreach. Please be part of it and see what God will do. And what a privilege. Sunday is our covenant day of all round rest and our prophetic entrance into the month of August. You know what? In the month of August, you will be enjoying the visit of God. God will be coming to you as an August visitor in the name of Jesus Christ. So, and he will begin with you on the 1st of August by giving you your own testimonies. August visitor will come for you in the month of August, which begins this Sunday. So come with your brothers and sisters, your colleagues, your loved ones, your relatives, your friends, your neighbors. Bring them to church. Tell them God wants to give them all round rest. You know, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Learn of me, take my yoke upon you, and you have rest for your souls. So rest is what God has come to give to you. Settlement all around, and you will enjoy that rest. This Sunday, please don't miss it for anything. Be part of it. But more importantly, this evening by 5:30 p.m., be with us as we pray together for enhancing and enforcing the will of God to come to pass all across our harvest field. And tomorrow morning, we join faith together, join hands together, we all go en masse and paint this town the Jesus color and bring them in to service as God of heaven decorate them. Please note, it is only God that can meet the needs of men, and the God is waiting here at Living Faith Church Ijede to visit the men. So bring them in and watch what God will do. He will advance their destiny, and every of our Living Faith stations across Ijede district, I see the faithfulness of God answer for all, even this season, in the name of Jesus Christ. Please note that concerning what God has said, speaking out to all our pastors in Living Faith Church districts, the gender district, that this operation must come to pass in your life. You don't need to get anxious. Just trust God, put your faith in Him, and it will come to pass. Is that clear? I trust my God that He will give us a new song to sing in the holy name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed and return with your open and undeniable testimony in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's share the goodness now together in faith. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. I receive and believe this prophetic verdict. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Same shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Now together, amen and amen. You are blessed of the Lord. Do have a wonderful and fulfilled day in Jesus' name. Amen.